I happen to see this. Was this from The Guardian? A story about screen burn. And I was thinking, okay, you know, because you hear a lot of times if you leave, because a lot of computers, you know, the screens themselves have shutdowns and things like that, so they don't
burn the images. Yeah. Burned into the screen, permanent images.
Well, no, this screen burn has to do with you and your skin.
Really?
Getting a screen burn. Researchers suggesting that a week in front of a computer screen is the same as 25 minutes in the sun. Now, a week is defined here, it says, by 5 working days in front of a digital device for more than 6 hours a day. It's the artificial blue light that devices emit. Apparently, it is the highest energy light on the visible spectrum. It does occur naturally, but people often get more of it from their screen time.
We're surrounded by screens.
Yeah, like
for several hours.
We get a pretty severe screen burn here. The blue light, it says here, penetrates deep into the skin, though the epidermis and dermis, it can cause premature aging. It's still unclear what dose is required to do this or what effects of long-term exposure are. There are also effects on melatonin levels and sleeping patterns. This is a reference, by the way. Now, here's where it gets interesting. This screen burn situation is referenced and by Samantha Tucker Samaras, who is the Global Vice President of Science and Technology for Unilever of the beauty and personal care products. Her advice is people should be looking for skincare products that have antioxidants.
Really?
So
I have to start buying skincare for my computer use?
Well, that's, now the question is, of course, it sounds interesting. Of course, getting to that information, it's a skincare product, science and technology. I'm not discrediting her credentials as being a scientist, but she does work for a skincare products company
in the industry.
So this again, this is you decide for yourself.
So you're supposed to put on sunblock before you sit in front of your computer.
That's the question. Yeah, or in this case, skincare products loaded with antioxidants, as well as zinc oxide and niacinamide.
I don't know what that would be.
No. Screen burn. That it could affect the effects on you.
See what it says on the back of that Coppertone bottle I've got.
See if there's any. I don't know if I'm going to go out and buy extra skincare products. I don't use them in the first place. Which could explain the way I look. That's another story. Anyway, I saw that. And that was because I, you know, when I saw screen burn, I was thinking the screen itself, not me being burned by the screen. Just another thing to add to what you perhaps need to be wary of in these days that we live.
Well, I saw a report last night that was concerned about the number of hours that children are sitting in front of a screen now with online learning. But there's some concern about the effect on the eyes.
You hear about the eyes. Right. You hear about sometimes posture, because the way people slump, or even the way that muscle situations might be affected by everything that happens. Now let's add screen burn. So 6:51 on WSGW. Before sending your student off to school in front of the screen, make sure you use the sunscreen.